It appears that the NBA could be getting ready to face off against an opponent that very, very few, if anyone, has ever beaten. That opponent is the federal government. Say what you want about the feds. We can dislike the feds all we want. We can disagree with them all we want. But the feds are damn near undefeated when it comes to battles. John Gotti thumbed his nose at the feds for years after he beat them in court a couple of times. He pissed the feds off so bad, they spent countless hours, millions and millions of dollars, just to get John Gotti. And they eventually did. Al Capone dodged them for years, until they finally got him on tax evasion. The Mafia was once considered the most powerful criminal organization in the world, until the feds invented something called RICO just to take down the Mafia, and it completely destroyed them. Pablo Escobar couldn't outrun the feds. Chapo Guzman, gone. The American government defeated communism when the world thought communism couldn't be defeated. They took down Hitler, Osama bin Laden. Hell, take your pick. Take your pick of anybody who went up against the federal government. They have one thing in common. They always lose in the end. The feds have unlimited time and money. The federal conviction rate is over 90% for a reason. Unlike county and state governments who have an inclination to rush to charge or overcharge, the feds wait until they have you backed into a corner. Then they indict you. They wait until you are at your weakest point, and the feds come crashing down on you. Congress has set their sights on the NBA. And this isn't just conservative leaders going after the woke NBA over something political. This is a bipartisan deal. Lawmakers are demanding that NBA players sever their business deals with two Chinese companies, Anta and Lanning. Both of those companies are accused of using cotton that is being picked by what they call forced labor. Translation, slave labor. It's being reported that over 500,000 minorities in China are being used as slave labor by these two companies. This bipartisan group in Congress is accusing NBA players of profiting off of this slave labor. They are making millions of dollars, while the people doing the grunt work are making pennies on the dollar, if they're making any money at all. This is just one of the many human rights violations going on today in China. The Uyghur Muslims over there are being held in concentration camps. They're being tortured, raped, murdered. Any way you can violate someone, it is happening to them. When you think about it, it's really hard to believe things like this could be going on in 2021. When the concentration camps were discovered over in Europe in the 1940s after World War II, it shocked the entire world. No one outside of Germany and Poland knew it was going on, which was kind of understandable back then. The technology wasn't available to spread news like it is today. But today, the world knows what's going on in China, and no one's doing a damn thing about it. The NBA profits off of it. NBA players are profiting off of slave labor, which is the height of hypocrisy when you think about it. Even though it happened over 150 years ago, we constantly hear about slavery here in America. NBA players use it to promote this woke agenda that America is systemically racist. They pretend that the criminal justice system is biased against black people. They push police brutality. They push defunding the police. All the while, many NBA players use off-duty police officers as their private security. The NBA constantly calls out and denigrates America for mythical human rights violations. But they profit hundreds of millions of dollars every year off of real human rights violations in China. And they can't plead ignorance. Here on the channel, we covered this story months ago about slave labor being used in China to produce merchandise for the NBA. They know what the hell's going on over there. They just don't care. Here is a list of some of the NBA players that are involved with either Anta or Lanning. Jimmy Butler with the Miami Heat, CJ McCollum in Portland, Klay Thompson in Golden State, future Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade, Nike and LeBron James weren't mentioned because they stopped using cotton from slave labor. Now, I'm still not letting them off the hook. They profit billions of dollars every year in China. Nike makes so much money in China. A month ago, the CEO of Nike said something to the effect of they were going to focus more of their attention on the Chinese market than they were here in America. Basically, China is more important to Nike and LeBron James than you are. How the hell did that work out for LeBron? Space Jam 2 bombed here domestically. And his good old communist buddies in China, over in the motherland, they won't allow the movie to be released. Meaning, Warner Brothers stands to lose over $100 million on Space Jam 2. The reason Nike is focusing more on China is because they received so much backlash in the country after they quit using cotton sourced from slave labor. There was a massive boycott of Nike in China. I wonder if that has anything to do with the CCP blocking the release of Space Jam 2. Could be. That's what happens when you're dealing with a communist regime. You're always the beta in the relationship. Like we've said before, the NBA, LeBron James, Nike, they need China more than China needs them because they have ruined their image here in America. While this is a step in the right direction, Congress urging the NBA and its players to sever ties with these two Chinese companies, at the end of the day, they can't force them to do it. This is still a capitalistic country. The government can't force you to stop doing business. However, this is another opportunity for the NBA and its players to step up and do the right thing. This is an opportunity to prove that they are not hypocrites. The question is, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Politico did the reporting on this story. They reached out to Michelle Roberts, the executive director at the NBA Players Union. She declined to comment. She also didn't respond to two Democrat representatives in Congress who asked her to urge these two Chinese companies to quit using slave labor. Now, I'm not an expert, but that seems like it would be a pretty easy response to me. The NBA Players Union condemns the use of slave labor. Except, you know, when we're profiting millions of dollars off of it, then it's okay. The NBA continues to find itself on the wrong side of damn near every issue. What's going on in China is egregious. Don't get me wrong. And the fact that the NBA and its players profit off of it make it even worse. But I don't think that alone would cause most Americans to be pissed off to the point that they quit watching the NBA altogether. The NBA might feel some pressure on it, but I don't think it would make people quit watching. What pisses Americans off is the fact that the NBA and its players spent the entire summer last year calling America racist while they were making millions of dollars off of slave labor in China. It's the hypocrisy turning people away from the NBA. Now, we will see how the league responds to this political pressure, but I doubt they do anything about it. Adam Silver is still under the impression that the NBA can bridge the gap between America and China politically, which tells me Adam Silver is naive enough to think that he can influence the communist Chinese government. The only thing that works with a dictatorship is force. And Adam Silver has no force. You can't influence dictators diplomatically. The CCP knows that Adam Silver and the NBA are weak. That's why they continue to make them look like fools. All right, let's wrap it up. Time to let me know what you think. What do you guys think of this bipartisan group in Congress putting pressure on the NBA and its players? How do you think the NBA is going to respond, if they respond at all? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.